Championship Sunday with Sky Sports. Don't miss the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Championship Final action today from 2:30 p.m. when Kilkenny face Galway live on Sky Sports.
Welcome back to Today FM's Championship Sunday. The focus for the next hour on the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final between Kilkenny and Galway, which throws in at Croke Park at 3:30 today. 53102 if you want to get in touch, or at Today FM Sport, or P. Collins Tip if you want to tweet us. Big thanks to Dad, Tommy, for driving us up to the match today, from Tomás and Katie Kane from Carla Strand. Golov Abu, I'm walking the prom in Salt Hill after putting the kids on the bus for Croke. Come on, Galway, says another one of our texters. Galway for the double. Come on, Johnny Glynn. He's my nephew, you know. There's no one left in Lissy Connor. It's our year, says Johnny Glynn's auntie Nuala. And best of luck to the Galway team today from everyone in Michael Cusack's club. Safe driving to all travelling up for the match. Come on, Galway. 53102 if you have anything to add. And an all-star panel here today. In the maroon and white corner, a man who was Hurler of the Year when Galway last won the Lee McCarthy Cup in 1988. He won two Celtic Crosses at centre back. Welcome, Ishtiak, and good morning. Calimer Daly's Tony Keady. How are you, Tony?
Not too bad, Paul.
Good to have you in here today.
Thanks a million, Paul.
And would you believe, in the black and amber corner, a man who was man of the match in his first All-Ireland final appearance on the field of play back in 2006. A prolific forward who would play a significant part in Kilkenny's four-in-a-row team and in the 2012 side that beat Galway. Welcome, Emeralds club man Aidan Taggy Fogarty. How are you, Aidan?
Good, Paul. Thanks very much.
You're all good down north side?
Ah, yeah, we're all flying out there, yeah. All low-key down there now at the minute, Paul.
Go hear that. We'll put you under pressure now in the next hour. And would you believe, the man in the middle, reffing for a change, last but not least, in the neutral corner, Clare's inspirational All-Ireland winning captain of 95 and 97. He also recently managed Dublin to league and Leinster success, keeping the peace, Anthony Daly. How are you, Anthony?
I feel like Boutros Gelly here, Paul. These two are mad for road. I would like to see them marking each other.
There's a fair bit in here now, boys. Well, what is the atmosphere like? First in Galway to you, Tony. We've been speaking to quite a few people in the west of Ireland. And from your point of view, All-Ireland Hurling final day, what's your best memory of the day?
Well, I suppose it's all the flags down around Galway, the hype, the whole lot. Galway Bay would put out everything to say, do up your house, do up your pub, do up your shed, do up everything, colour your sheep, colour your cattle, colour everything, and it's all over the place, and the hype is great, like, and the kids, schools and everything, and it's both a great occasion for Galway to be in it, to be honest with you, you know.
And from your point of view, being involved in All-Ireland final days, what's your favourite aspect or most worrying aspect?
I suppose there's an awful lot of worrying aspects, like, to be honest with you, like, you know, getting yourself organised, coming up, nerves, everything, and we say,
You never know, showed too much nerves yourself now when you were hurling.
Well, just suppose when you have Finnerty and Mac 1/8 side of you, they'd be minding you, like, you know. So there is a big element of it, you know, to be honest with you. But I suppose when you get out in the field, like, you know, I was down in Croke Park yesterday, and as the man says, it's frightening down there, no one in the place, you know. So it's just to get out there and get going, you know. It takes a life of its own when it starts, you know.
Are you sick of being on the last team to win the Lee McCarthy Trophy at this stage? Well, you want to hand it over to a new generation at this stage, do you?
Well, Aidan won't agree with me anyway, but Jeannie Mac tonight, if another year goes on to this, if we go to 28, like, you know, as I've said down in Galway, like, if we do win today, people would have to tell us how to celebrate, like, you know, we're so long, you know, but look at it, hopefully it'll be a good game, you know.
What about Kilkenny, Aidan? You've been involved. Is it strange not being involved at this stage? We know there's all sorts of behind closed doors stuff going on. How are they motoring, as far as you know?
Yeah, it's definitely stranger for me this year. Look, obviously, the last couple of years I was in the thick of it, and you'd be kind of avoid all the media and the papers, and you keep never
tell them nothing.
Tell them nothing. That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, treat them like mushrooms. You know, keep them in the dark. And so it's just look. With Kilkenny, I suppose the build up is it's a kind of low key more so than that. This week, I felt I suppose I'm on the outside now, but I think lads were maybe expecting a Kilkenny Tipperary final, and the fact that maybe Galway are in the west and maybe not our neighbour and county, it's not the hype. It wouldn't be as much. But once Friday, Saturday comes, it's a different kettle of fish. The flags are out, and as Tony said, kids are in their jerseys, and you can feel the hype and the buzz coming through.
From your point of view, Anthony, as a neutral, is it something you can really enjoy? It seems to be that time of year when the hurling family comes together almost.
Yeah, and we had an old intruder there last night, interfering with our weekend, you know. But yeah, like, it's a magic, magic day and a magic weekend, to my mind. And I nearly am of the opinion it should be a national holiday. So unique is hurling, I think, to our nation. And like, you look at it, it's the highlight of the year, and people, hurling people from even counties that are only down in the Lowry Maher, that they just come here every year, and this is their weekend, and they love it. And the Kilkenny lads are here nearly every year, but as Tony said, I can allude to that, you know, the odd time we get there, it's just fantastic for the county. It's just that absolute lift for the week, and the colour and all that goes with it, it's incredible.
Of course, Kilkenny have a well-drilled routine at this stage, but in 95 and 97, similarly, you were trying to break the mould. Was there anything you did maybe on a day like today to try and get you into the zone, or kind of get into the zone?
We were just gone back to bed now, Paul, having flown up from Shannon at 7 and had the breakfast in the airport hotel up there, and into bed then at 9 until about 10:30. And what went on in those rooms between 9 and 10:30, like, the odd fella could sleep, but, you know, most lads, like, are just looking at papers or turn off the television and fighting with the fella you're in the room with about opening curtains and clothes. Like, I don't think anyone ever, but look at it works, so you weren't going to change it for 97, you know. Once you, anything that's working, you'll stick with it.
Now, also, people wonder what goes on in the dressing room before an All-Ireland final. Is there banging hurleys off walls, that kind of thing? In your opinion, what will be the mood in each dressing room now today?
Yeah, well, I think it needs to be calm, you know, before an All-Ireland final. There's so much that happens after you leave the dressing room to the throw-in, that if you're going out the door, you know, banging hurleys or out of your head psyched, you lose all that between parades, meeting the president, all the other stuff that goes with that, down to the national anthem, all that. It's a bigger day than any other day. So I think you need to be calm and really, in our time anyway, you know, Gerlach Nan, he would give maybe a thundering speech maybe Friday night, but you'd hear very little for him then on the Sunday. He'd leave it to ourselves, and it generally would be calm.
Now, you might have signed a non-disclosure agreement here, Aidan, but what's Brian Cody like before the big game now, like today?
Yeah, but believe it or not, he's actually, as Anthony said, like, he's actually very calm. You're not going to be banging hurls, or you're not going to be tearing lads out, but, you know, everyone, I think, on All-Ireland Day has their routine, and I suppose, as you said, Kilkenny have been in the last few All-Irelands, and they have a routine built up, and every player has their routine. And you, like, when you hit Croke Park, it's you can nearly lose it between then and showing, because there's so much going on.
So you just arrive into the dressing room for the All-Ireland final. Ask your lads to go out and hit a few balls. Is that kind
That's
of it?
Just, yeah, a little chat and listen to a bit of music, and out you go, and put the ball over the bar. And if it's only that simple, Paul, to be great, yeah. But there's a lot of distraction when you go out into the field. Like, you're waiting for like 30 minutes, and then you're meeting the president, and, you know, it's all draining. If you buy into it, it's very, very draining, and you can nearly be drained before the whistle is even blown for the start of it. So you have to concentrate on your own game, cut out all distractions, and just be prepared for 3:30. And we've often said, look, the match, the All-Ireland, you can't win it from here to Sunday, but you can definitely lose it in the week and the build up of it, like, you know. And we always said 3:30, that's the time to explode.
Tony, from your point of view, in when you were getting ready for big games like this, what was your mode of relaxation?
Yeah, tell us a few stories about the Aisling Hotel there, will you?
Well, around 10:30 in the morning, we'd put the pan on. We'd have Michelle and Linsky above in Dublin, and we'd have a good feed of rashers and sausages. Because
where was the nutritionist at this stage?
That's what I'm just coming on to now. And we were always saying we should have had corn flakes and a banana, but if it was Kilkenny you were playing, I think you really needed the rashers and the sausages.
And don't forget the Weetabix as well.
The Weetabix. But like, it's all as the boy said, like, you know, banging hurls in the dressing room. You can close the door behind you and leave it all after you and go out in the pitch, you know. But, you know, you have to have leaders on the pitch that'll just lift you up and get on with it, like, you know. But I suppose the most important thing probably is to win your first ball. Like, because I remember one year when I was marking Tim Crowley from Cork, and it was just after coming on the scene, and it was lashing rain, and first ball came, my two legs went from under me up in the sky down the water, and Tim just rolled up the ball 15 seconds on over the bar. And so what did I do? Looked at the sideline to see where they're making a spot for me in the dugout, and we ended up, myself and Finnerty and Tony Kilkenny, getting the three of us, got men the mesh that year. So it's just, you're kind of winning your first ball and building, you know, building into it, like, you know,
and get back into it as quick as you can.
That's exactly it.
Well, a hallmark of the incredible Brian Cody era has been the constant renewal of talent. Kieran Joyce was man of the match in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final replay against Tipperary last year. year, having not even started the drawn game. The 28-year-old from the Roar Innistig says the matchday routine is down to a T at this stage.
Father used to have a pot of porridge on the stove, so we'd have that. And then obviously, look, you start getting yourself, and we commute up, and we'd meet up with the team and that, and go our way. But look, it's a tradition I've always had. You kind of have your own little routine, you know. I wouldn't really change much from it. But obviously, when you're driving up, then you'd probably listen to some music and that to try and, you know, cool the head, and you're obviously thinking about the game as well in your head and playing it over in your head that as you're travelling up. But look, I've been lucky enough to experience it a few times now, so I know what to do. Like,
the defence and getting that right and having it watertight, Kieran, is so critical. Obviously, scores and getting more scores at the other end is likewise. But nowadays in the modern game, it seems to be lock down your defence and attack when the moment is right. What's it like from your point of view if you had a GoPro and a helmet, or if you were putting one of these cameras on your helmet at six? What's it like, you know, at six, trying to observe and marshal the defence?
I suppose, to a certain extent, it's obviously about holding the centre to a certain extent, not letting anything up through the centre, minding your man. And then obviously, look, breaking ball is key now, you know, and supporting your half-back line either side with Killian and Porrig and that. Then obviously covering for the full-back line, you know, any ball that goes over, you're obviously galloping in to get any break or that comes. That's the way, that, you know, to be a back now, you're probably playing every position, the way it rotates now. And a number of teams do that rotation system, so I'd say if you had a GoPro stuck to the head, you know, you could be playing every position in the back line sure in a game. But look, we have the beauty of having a couple of forwards up there that if you throw the ball up to them anyway, they'll win it, you know, and that's a great relief to have that, you know. If you're under pressure, you can just throw it over your shoulder and just, you know, knock it up as far as you can, and there's obviously, they're all going to be fighting tooth and nail to get it.
And GAA has always been in your family, and even going back through your youth, you were telling me that you were meeting famous GAA people, even going to mass.
Yeah, well, look, I was in Port Leash for about 5 or 6 years of my very young life, and I occupied, I think, the same parish as Ross Munley, so I think I used to sit beside him once or twice, so I could have went down the route of playing Leash football, but thankfully, look, I ended up playing the game I love.
I heard you saying there that your mother used to say, oh, there's Ross on the television playing Gaelic football. You used to sit beside him when you were small. I'm sure Munley would love that.
Yeah, I say, he doesn't even remember me. I was a little blonde fart going around the place at the time. But look, Port Leash is a great place as well. It was a different chapter of our lives. And obviously, look, when you see Leash playing that every so often, you would have a little affiliation with it and that kind of thing. You'd like to see him do well. And obviously, Ross has turned out to be a fantastic footballer since then. But that's my little claim to fame to the Leash side there way back.
Galway have some attacking threat all over the field, and the forwards really seem to be clicking. You'll be a busy boy in the All-Ireland final, Kieran. Kilkenny by how many?
Kilkenny by one, I'll take, no matter what. We know the threat they have. You know, we've seen the likes of Mannion and Flynn and them chaps. They picked off a couple of fantastic scores there against Tip. You know, and a Tip team to have fantastic hurlers and players like Bubbles and Shamey that can take scores as well. So they match that, and they outscore Tip, which is a fair achievement. So look, we know what we're up against. We know we can't give them space and that kind of thing, and we'll have to nullify that as much as we can. So look, it's this challenge we lay down. That's what we're looking forward to.
53102 if you want to text us today. The only day we're excited travelling on a motorway, says one of our texters this morning. Up Galway from Pierce's Gortine Club. Also on the text today, on the way to Croke Park from Kilkenny, the only thing about Galway that's great is listening to Tony Keady, the legend. Paul, tell Taggy, Picasso, Fogarty that he told me yesterday Kilkenny would win handy from P. Delaney. Hashtag, tell it like it is, Tag. Up the Cats for the feet from the Fenians Hurling Club. We're missing JJ this year, says another one of our texters. Hi to the Kellys and Costellos from Myra and Dunmore, all en route to Croker. See you there from the Mulhall clan, Gullivaboo. Best of luck to the Ahaskra and Pierce's lads today from all in the Ballymac and Ahastra Club who are travelling in a Kilkenny car. Galway Abu. Cormac Lee's on the way from Sligo to Croker today to shout for Galway. We'll meet all the Cormacans from Kappa up there and hopefully beat those Cats, he says. And best of luck to Kilkenny from the Castle Bar branch, brackets two of the Kilkenny Supporters Society in the west of Ireland. Come on the Cats, from William and Joe Butler, with the black and amber flying on the way up to the match amidst the Galway colours. Now, Kieran Joyce, a man who's made a name for himself in recent seasons, Tony. But what do you make of this Kilkenny half back line today?
They're very dominant in the air. And I suppose they're not playing long there. I suppose Pádraic Welsh is over there. And I suppose he has to do it, you know.
Tommy who?
Oh, sorry, not Tommy, Pádraic Welsh.
No, but I'm just saying, Tommy Welsh was a man who was there, and his brother's come back. And you nearly forget about Tommy now.
Pádraic is no mean feat out there either, to be honest with you, but I suppose when you're taking the spot where your brother was playing, like, you know, there's a lot of pressure too. But, like, the other two lads are absolutely phenomenal. And, like, I suppose I've been saying it for years and years, and there's a lot of other people in county saying it, like, how do you beat Kilkenny? Like, you know, geez, you don't pump ball down on top of these lads. Like, these are strong. These are animals, as the man says. And when you look inside, they're just so dominant. And Galway has to get it so right today, like, you know, because this half-back line of Kilkenny, they can move forward as well, and they can set up attacks, attack after attack after attack. And that's what we need to work on today, big time.
Aidan, no JJ, no Jackie. Are you worried at all today about the back line?
Yeah, I suppose, look, you'd be looking at it, and obviously JJ is a massive loss, and Jackie, he's obviously named on the bench there today, and his presence alone is a massive loss as well. I suppose on the big day, Joey and Shane really haven't been tested, more so Paul is obviously seasoned and a fantastic hurler, but to be a spot that I'd say Anthony Cumming would be targeting, to be targeting a long ball, I'd say, down in, and particularly maybe Jason Flynn on Shane Prendergast for speed and just to take him on, you know. But look, it's for teams, you have your injuries and you have everything else, you have to go at your 15 on 15 and you have to have confidence in it, and Brian, he just picks his 15 and he has to just go with it. But I think Galway will target the full forward line, and to be honest, you look at it and Kilkenny backs, the three games they have played, how tested have they been? You know, Waterford have played a kind of a sweeper system, they've had long ball down, and sure, Kilkenny backs are just cleaning up loose ball, Killian Buckley, Paul Murphy just clearing down the field. Wexford didn't really put a challenge up to the backs either, so I feel that it's going to be a real challenge for the backs today, and for the Galway forwards, if they turn up, it could be a turning point.
Looking at some of the stats, you have Richie Hogan 114 from open play, TJ Reid, really contender for hurler of the year at the minute, 325 in three games. Anthony, how do you keep these lads quiet?
Well, there'll be a lot of fellas trying to figure out that bit, but look, that's the key, I think, you know. I mean, Galway, had they lost the semi-final by a point, I think Anthony Cunningham would have got a fair bit of stick for leaving young Mannion on Jamie Callanan for as long as he did. But they won, and once you win, you probably escape it a bit. So look, I think they'll probably look at TJ. You know,
how do you mark TJ?
Yeah, well, look, it's virtually impossible, but I'd expect maybe that the talk is that Dahi Burke might be picking him up, you know, and Dahi would be maybe a football background really with Cora Finn, and would be used to man marking in defence and good in the air, and he might be the best equipped guy in there, I think, to take him on. But virtually impossible as well. Like, Reid is playing so well, such confidence and such leadership for a fella 4 or 5 years ago that maybe the Kilkenny fellas had the odd question mark about. You know, Brian didn't always start him, he took him off a lot. Like, he really has stepped up to the plate as maybe the best player in the country at the minute. And along with Richie, they've really taken up the mantle. Like, we spoke about all the lads that had left, you know, including the man here on my left, and, you know, all the marquee names and who take up the mantle of these guys, even if they weren't starting. But these two have really stepped up to the plate.
Do you expect Richie Hogan to be man-marked today?
I do, but you couldn't say for definite now, Paul, that he'd be playing centre forward. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he was on the edge of the square to start. I think, Brian, they're so flexible. Conn Finley could be centre forward, he could be corner forward, Walter could be full forward. Maybe they'll try and put him on Johnny Cohen again, that they did with a bit of success 3 years ago. They're so flexible. Owen Larkin can play anywhere in that forward line as well. And so it's very hard to predict what way they'll line up. The same 15 always plays, but where they line up.
Joey Holden is filling JJ's boots there. Is he capable of keeping it tight?
Yeah, I've liked Joey Holden all year. There would have been question marks, obviously. He was very impressive in the All-Ireland Club final. Very, very good against Kilmallock. And then I thought Conor McDonald would really test him against Wexford. Now, Wexford didn't get in great ball, let's face it. But, you know, he played well against Galway, I think, in the Leinster final. Now, Joe got a wonder goal. I don't think there was a fullback that ever played could have defended that. And while we would talk about, you know, that they have done well so far, Galway did get two goals that Brian Cody wouldn't have been, the second goal in particular, he wouldn't have been happy with the way that was defended. So, you know, they were the one team that have got a couple of goals off them. So if they could push that on to three goals maybe, and, you know, trying not to concede maybe more than two or, you know, two or less, you're in with a shout, a real fighting chance then, you know, because, like, as we saw when the drive for five was stopped, I suppose, you know, Larry coming out getting three goals that day, something like that might need to happen today. And Galway have the type of player that's capable of doing that, I think.
We'll hear from Brian Cody and Anthony Cunningham after the break. To take us there, some fans from the west of Ireland as Galway bid to end a 27-year wait for the Lee McCarthy Trophy.
Early Sunday morning, tickets for the Laura Cusack. There's an incredible buzz around the city. If you look down Shop Street and you see all the flags, all the bunting, good feeling around the place, and we really feel we're going to do it.
Gabriel Welch, Bournemouth. I've been going up there for 50 years. They will do the double Sunday, yeah.
Up Galway every time.
My name's Michael Achter, Bushy Park. Can't wait for it now. I haven't got a ticket yet now, but I hope to pick one up outside. I've been seeing all the pictures online and everything, and all the flags are up, so I suppose there's a lot of belief as well. Well, the team's been playing well the last couple of games. I suppose they started a bit slow, but they picked it up now, and there's a lot of confidence around. They'll do it, yeah, they'll do the double, absolutely.
They call me the Cocker Carey, that's my name.
And where are you from?
Tipperary. We're in the minor final. Galway have a good minor team. Whether all rise to the occasion, I don't know, but probably they win. 27 years, that's an awful long time to be waiting for a medal, isn't it?
Today FM Championship Sunday with Sky Sports. Watch all seven Sky Sports channels anywhere you like on Sky Go.
Welcome back. An all-star team in here this morning. Aidan Fogarty, Anthony Daly and Tony Keady. I want to know, does anyone know the Cocker Carey? 53102 if you want to get in touch. One of our texters says, I haven't heard Tony in so long. It's absolutely great to hear him on the radio. Will he get to sing this morning? I heard he has a great new song out, but I can't get the CD. Tony, I must ask you about that. It might sound strange as a Cork man, but I want Kilkenny to win today. They've raised the bar for everyone. Play with massive intensity every year. A serious test today without JJ. The best defender we've seen. How Galway have blown so many fine minor and under 21 teams for a century is a sporting mystery. They'll concede goals today, and that'll be that, says one of our texters. Great to hear Tony Keady this morning. Come on, Galway. Best of luck to Tip Miners. Please God, Galway will lick those cats from Reed and Jimmy and his dad, who are en route to the game, and up West Tip, they say. A shout out to the only Kilkenny car on the road to Croker today from the Galway side. Up to Cats, here's to a great day. Michaela, Julie and Katie in the green Fiesta heading for Croke Park. Travelling to the match from Mike Cullen in Galway. Say hi to Eileen Fox, home from Boston for the game. Golov Abu. And on their way to the match, Pat Catherine and Ty Concannon. We believe this will be a tactical affair and will be won and lost on the sideline. I would love to ask the great Tony Keady how he would set up against those Kilkenny forwards. Think about that one, Tony, because as Kilkenny go for their 36th All-Ireland crown and Galway their 5th, the respective managers have things in common. Both won All-Ireland medals as players at minor, under 21 and senior level. The difference is Brian Cody is attempting to lead Kilkenny to the promised land for the 11th time, while the closest Anthony Cunningham has got as a manager was defeat by the Cats in a replay 3 years ago. We'll hear from the man Cunningham after B. Cody, who doesn't believe he has Galway worked out.
You never have. I mean, the thing just goes on. There's a different challenge the whole time. Look, I mean, reality of ourselves in Galway, I know in my heart and soul that on any given day, either team could win the match. They could beat us, we could beat them. The key to it is who'll get it right on that day, All-Ireland final day. And there's a lot of challenges to be overcome to get that right. And it's up for grabs. It's in both our hands. They can win, we can win. Who knows? But it's a good place to be.
There are hurling greats all over Kilkenny, Brian. You've hurled beside them. You're one of them yourself. You've managed them. Some of the greatest players ever to pick up a piece of ash. How does the Kilkenny vintage of 2015 compare?
Oh, I would be absolutely happy with what we have, with the players we have at our disposal, not just the starting players, but our panel, you know. And I think that they've shown that we were short quite a few players for the league of different things, and that we got everybody back together. And, you know, I would always have confidence in the players we have. I mean, we lost some excellent players at the start of the year, or the end of last year, and obviously the sense was that, look, we're going to find it difficult. But, you know, the thing just goes ahead, because the players, it's an opportunity for other players to step into the breach, and that's what has happened. And the competition for places is strong, and it's a question of, there's a big challenge in front of us, and we're going to take it on.
Is there any weaknesses in this Galway side?
I hope so. I don't know of them. I would love to think there are, but I don't see them. I just don't see them.
So how do you target them then?
Well, we don't. I mean, we challenge ourselves to go out and play to a really, really serious level. And if we can play at our absolute maximum level, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win the game. Because if we do that, we're going to put a big challenge in front of them. They're going to put a very, very same challenge in front of us. It's going to be just flat out between both of us. And whichever team, I mentioned composure there a while ago, but Galway, they have shown they have great composure. It's going to come down to all of those things: composure, determination, skill, making right decisions at the right times. And that's the way all matches go.
You're still absolutely loving it, Brian. I can tell by you.
Look, it's enjoyable. There's no doubt about that, because it's challenging. And as you look forward to something, like, you know, you're not just looking forward to something like just ordinary. You're looking forward to something kind of extraordinary from the whole point of view of it's the All Ireland final. The prize is brilliant. The consequences of losing are very disappointing, but that's sport. That's sport.
Yes, it was the biggest point really we'd have taken from the semi-final. It's a tough business you're in, and you know, the match against Tipperary goes out the window the minute the ball is thrown in. The next day against Kilkenny, and that's a huge point. Semi-finals are really there for just getting over. There's no point in having a big match and having a big run in the championship as we've had this year, unless you go and win it.
Are there weaknesses in this Kilkenny team?
Yeah, for me, Kilkenny have been the standard bearers really right through. They probably may not have the bench as strong this year as they had in previous years, but they unearthed a player or two players, Gerry Elbert, a player in point this year, that no other team can successfully do. And most certainly their level of performance hasn't dipped. If anything, has got better. I suppose they've a new couple of players in the full back line that have performed. Their captain and the Ballyhale man, you know, has performed with tremendous authority there at full back, stepped into the boots of JJ Delaney without any difficulty. So, you know, they've been a tremendous force really right through the years, and it doesn't matter what year you're playing them, they just keep coming back for more and more and more. And you know, I don't think you'll ever find any chinks really in a Kilkenny setup.
Have you an understanding household?
My wife is extremely understanding. They go to all the matches, and they're steeped in the sport as well, so they know the ritual and the routine at this stage. Probably pack the bag the night before and just head off the following morning. It's the same as every match that you play really, from league matches and challenge matches right through the summer, so routine doesn't change.
Will you have a big speech like Braveheart for the dressing room in Croke Park?
No, not really. It's quite calm in ours, so I think Braveheart or the likes will be found in other quarters.
Tony Keady, if you were getting ready to take on Kilkenny today, how would you set Galway up today? I mean, Seamus Callanan went to town the last day. Can they afford something similar today?
Definitely not. I'd shove in tin backs.
Don't forget your nail gun and a few sheets of plywood.
Well, the only worrying thing for me today is, like, when you talk about TJ Reid and Richie Hogan, two of the finest hurlers that I've watched for a long, long time, it's the other forwards that Kilkenny have today that I'd be worried about, that haven't come up to the mark. We've been naming them there. This Colin Finlay has a turn of pace if he gets around you, and to play with one another. Like, I suppose, like, who'll be marking Richie Hogan? Will they put in a bit of a sweeper for a while? Maybe get a couple of scores earlier on, but it's going to be a tall order. But, like, I suppose when you go down the other end for us as well, then you see there's a lot of pressure being taken off Joe Kenning as well. The other lads around him are playing well, and that'll give him a little bit of a free roll, like, to hurl well. But, like, I just hope it's a free flowing game, and that there isn't seven or eight backs in each side, and let men marking, and let hurling be the winner, you know.
Anthony, Kilkenny beat Galway by 7 points 9 weeks ago. Is it likely to be any different today?
There's a major difference in the Galway team in the way it's picked, and there's a fairly major difference having defeated Cork and Tipperary as well in terms of confidence, in terms of a bit of new steel. I really thought I saw it the day of the Cork game. You know, they beat Cork by 12. Like, it could realistically have been 18 or 19. That Cork lad that texted in there about hoping Kilkenny would win, like, he must have taken that one bad.
Actually, another fellow's after texting in wondering, would you take the job in Cork?
No, not you want. Cork.
I could see yourself and Frank Murphy having great discussions.
Well, we certainly would have, no doubt.
Not at all, Harland.
He's nodding away here, he will, yeah.
No, I think that...
So you're not ruling it out, anyway?
No.
This is worse than Des Gael and Tomás Mull there. Let's say poor old Mull on the spot. But I think there's a big change in this Galway team since that they hurled well in the Leinster final. You know, they never gave up, they never threw in the towel. Now Kilkenny did a Kilkenny on them. They kicked on at the vital stages. Reid, Aylward, you know, were very clinical. But they never gave up the fight, I felt. And leaving there that day, I felt... they weren't gone. A lot of people said, no, Galway now will probably flop and they'll be at the races again. But there seemed to be a new steel for the... That was thrown at them, wasn't there? Will they be at the races again on the Monday? Andy Smith came out and said he definitely wasn't going to be at the races. And they really showed a toughness and thoroughness tonight against Cork that I haven't maybe seen before. I mean, you go back to the first round, sure, they were blessed to get a draw against Dublin the first day. If Dublin had nailed that last free... they'd have been out of Leinster and would they have kicked on? But momentum, funnily enough, we've a Galway team with 6 matches under their belt going into an All-Ireland, and that's very unusual. And I think there's a new steel about them, and I think they'll give a huge account of themselves today.
They seem to be relentless against Tipperary, Aidan. But from Brian Cody's point of view, Richie Power is a man who's been a game-breaker in the past. You've been a game-breaker in the past. Does Cody have something up his sleeve, do you think, today, or is he just going to go out and play as normal? I mean, we've seen before that Walter Welsh was a gamble and a surprise he had up his sleeve previously as well. What's your take on how Brian Cody will set up today, and is there anything that he's going to try today that we mightn't have seen to date this season?
No, I don't think so. Like, the 15 are named, and I think he's going to go with that 15. I don't think there's going to be any surprises, as in Richie Power starting or anything like that. Now, Richie Power has been going very well in training for the last 2 weeks, and I expect if things aren't going well, he'll be sprung after 20, 25 minutes, which would be unusual for Brian Cody, but I just have a feeling that it's too much of a big game, and Richie, if he's going well, he's too much of a big game player.
Is that the sign for Anthony Cunningham to really push on when he sees Richie Power coming on, that Galway are obviously creating damage?
It might look as if, yeah, if Richie Power is coming on for 25 minutes, now I expect him to come on anyway, but if it's on in the earlier stages, I feel like Kilkenny will be under pressure maybe in the forward line. And Andy Cunningham will be saying to his players, drive on. Obviously teams get their momentum and they have to take the most advantage of that. But realistically, Brian Cody will say, he'll be looking to get his own team. He won't be looking at, he'll be looking at Galway in aspects, but he will be trying to dictate the game on his own terms and play his own game, and he'll pick Kilkenny team based on Kilkenny, not Galway, and he will set up that way as well.
We've seen systems and talk of systems and various things like that. Brian Cody says it's a simple game, Aidan. From your point of view as a forward, when you were coming into that attack, what was the thinking? I mean, there seems to be lads running all over the place. What's the story there? Do you work it out in advance, or, you know, do you move after 5 minutes? Do you move after 2 minutes? I mean, you come on and the game changes, but what's the thinking behind that?
I think it's more so down to the players. Brian never tells you what to do, and these players are playing...
I'm aware of that, Willie. No tactics.
We all know there's no tactics down in Kilkenny.
He's very lucky.
Everyone knows that.
Spread out.
Spread out and win your own ball, but... Kilkenny have built their foundation, and the whole ethos in Kilkenny hurling is hard work from the forwards. Now, they are playing differently, as in Owen Larkin is coming out maybe towards midfield, Colin Fennelly is working back out, but you still have your two-man full forward line where you have a TJ Reid or a Jerry Aylward, and there's always two in that full forward line. You have a high ball winner, and then you have a good corner forward sweeping across to get the break, and that's where goals come from Kilkenny. And they kind of suck out the defence, and then they go straight down the middle, you know. And when you have ball winners like Richie Hogan, like your TJ Reids, you know, you're going to play it to their advantages. You're going to put him on a one-on-one if you can, and then TJ will catch the ball and he'll either throw it out or he'll stick it himself.
Now, you played against Galway in 2012. From a player's point of view, what was that like?
Yeah, it was we knew what kind of Galway we were going to bring. The first day, I thought maybe Kilkenny were kind of more under par and they didn't perform to the level that Kilkenny can perform to.
Galway just seemed to hit the field, reared up, and horsed into it.
Absolutely, yeah. And what I feel they're going to bring from 2012, they're going to bring for today as well, is they're going to target not letting Kilkenny win primary possession in the air. They're going to be going batting the ball and they're going to swarm in for the breaks. That's one thing I think they're definitely going to target. Because if you win primary possession, you're taking two lads out of the game and you have a Kilkenny forward sweeping on for it, and it's a goal chance or a pint chance. So I definitely believe that's a tactic you're going to have. But like, in fairness, like, you can talk all about the matchups and who's going to play where and who's going to be on who, and they will have an influence on the game and they will have a dictation on the game. But at the end of the day, for me, it's going to be what forward line works the hardest. You see Galway against Tipperary the last day, they really hassled them, they really put them under pressure, and they really broke down their play, and they probably scored 4 or 5 points from overturning possession from Galway, and they put it over the bar, and that's a killer to a team, and it really dictates, and it's the body language, and it gets momentum going for the other team. So it's both sets. It's really, for me, it's both sets of forwards, and we've always said in Kilkenny, if Kilkenny forwards play well, Kilkenny would most likely come out in front, because it's not even about the scoring, but it's the work rate, and it puts the ease of on the Kilkenny backs, and that's what's happening. That it's been so hard for opposition backs to come out with the ball that it's putting less pressure on Kilkenny backs, and that's why they haven't been tested.
5-3-1-0-2, if you have a view, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll hear from Galway captain Andy Smith after the break. To take us there, some hopeful supporters from Northside.
My name is John Corcoran, from Callan. Kilkenny win to be about 7 points.
John Marr, I'm from Clock Castlecomer. I think we should win very easy, really do. We have the measure of Galway.
I'm Megan Fitzgerald, I'm from Callan. I'm very excited, I'm very proud to be Kilkenny one, really looking forward to it. I think we have it in us to get there. Going by the last few weeks and a few years' performance, I think we really have it in us.
Tam Dunn, I'm originally from Coffs Grange and I'm living down in Carlow at the minute. Quietly confident. Now, I would know some of the Galway players from having friends over there. They're very upbeat, think that they're going to win it handy, but I think if we perform on the day, we'll be home and dry.
Sean O'Shea from Kilkenny. On the day, Kilkenny should be strong enough to do it.
I'm Dolly Maher, Fair Street, Kilkenny. Don't be that much in it, 3 points anyway.
Adam Hayes, I'm from the Butts, Kilkenny. I think we'll go into a replay, but Kilkenny will win in the second match.
Championship Sunday with Sky Sports. Don't miss the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Championship Final action today from 2:30 p.m. when Kilkenny face Galway, live on Sky Sports.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be in the company of Tony Keady, Anthony Daly and Aidan Fogarty this morning. Co-Gardicus to Borisoli, winners of the All-Ireland Hurling Sevens at Kilmacud, and Noel McGrath, player of the tournament. The mystery of the Cocker Carey has been solved. He's one of the Careys from Rare Cross, a Sean Tracy's man, often seen at All-Ireland's and the Listowel races, any sporting event going, in fact. More often seen at sporting events, just like Jimmy McGee, a true character, says one of our texters. Driving to Dublin with the most excited 7-year-old Galwegian in the car with me today. Can you say Muila Buecas to the Concannon family, who made his wish come true by finding us 2 tickets late last night, say Nessa and Audrey O'Driscoll. The Cats' 9 lives are up. Go on to tribesmen, say Philly and Joanne, travelling up from Sligo today. A shout out to the Dooner and Benny on the rocky road to Dublin. Gallagher Boo, safe trip, boys, en route to Croke Park today. Brilliant to have Tony Keady on the show. He was a serious centre back, great player. I fancy Galway to win today, but I am looking for 1 ticket if you could help, says John the Optimist in Cork. Well, John, the best of luck with that search. They're like hen's teeth, as they say. A big hello to Cahill and Kathleen from Oramore Marie on the way up the motorway to the All-Ireland final today up Galway. Best of luck to the Gart lads, Aidan, Greg and Jack. Go hard or go home is the message from Brendan, Louise and Raymond from Gart on the road to Croker this morning. And good luck minor and senior from Evan and Avian Fox, travelling with their parents to Croke Park today. We love Galway and they're bringing the McCarthy Cup back to Galway this evening, they say, along with Galway supporters Colin and Colette McDonough in the car on their way from Enda and Marie's wedding in West Donegal to Croke Park this morning. Their feet are sore from dancing last night, but they've plenty voice left to shout on Galway today, up Galway, they say. Now, Portumna's Andy Smith will try to become the first man since Conor Hayes to lift the Liam McCarthy Cup and bring it back to Galway this evening. The 32-year-old has played with the tribesmen for a decade, with less reliance of Joe Canning to carry the team. Galway's momentous victories over Cork and Tipperary have been down to the power of the unit. Smith says the young players in the team have stepped up to the mark.
Yeah, it's great to see the boys that are really maturing into their roles and developing as players and as adults, like the younger boys, the likes of Cahill and Jo and even Porrig Mannion the last day as well. He had a tough enough time, but in fairness, he came into the game very well and showed great character to nearly get over that the first couple of scores Seamus got off him. But look, it's a squad effort. It showed it with the boys that came on. David Collins came on the last day. Shane Maloney came on, and you know, it's a squad effort, and I know it's a cliche people say it, but you're only as strong as the boys you have on the bench, and even the lads that aren't even togged out, and it's a full squad effort.
According to Morgan Freeman, you're getting your mobility from horsing bags at 10, 10, 20 and grass seed around the place.
Yeah, the boys at work were slagging me. They should have said I should have tried to plug the grass seed a bit more of a margin with that, but we had a good laugh about that one. Thanks, Paul.
You've been involved in big games in Croke Park before, Andy. How are you going to shut this one out, or is the fact that you've played them in 2012 twice, you've played them in a Leinster final, now it is a big game, but it feels like just another match, does it?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really get wrapped up in the whole, you know, the spectacle of an All-Ireland final. I mean, once we go out and cross the white lines and do our warm-up, we're into, it's going to be just a game of hurling at the end of the day. And look, we can't get wrapped up, emotionally hijacked about the whole occasion of it. I mean, it's about winning your own ball and trying to better the man that you're marking at the end of the day and try and come out on your one-to-one battles. And if we can come out with the majority of them, we'll be in with a shout. But if we don't, Kilkenny will, you know, the team there, they'll wipe you off the pitch.
Your sector of the park will probably have more going on than airport or mission control at Dublin Airport on the day, Andy. You have Richie Hogan, you have Michael Fenley. There'll be a fair bit of ball going overhead.
There'll be a bit of chatting and patting on the back now, I'd say, the next day. That's what it'll be about. But I know, look, it'll be probably a war of attrition out there, and it'll be, you know, there'll be bodies flying in everywhere. And if we can try and even break even or try and come out on top there, which will not be easily done, we'll be in with a chance. But yeah, that's the middle eight is going to be fairly crazy the next day, yeah.
Michael Fenley seems to be a great man to push through, break through, create space. He can get the odd goal. And then Richie Hogan is a kind of a fella that if you take your eyes off him for a minute, does ball popping over the bar left, right and centre.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that in the semi-final against Waterford. Like Richie got some unbelievable scores, and he's just the Arfield Dodger, I suppose, and he's just an awesome, you know, athlete and player for them. And saying that, Michael Fenley, I mean, he's proved down through the years what an athlete he is and what a battler he is and warrior he is. And look, we're going to have to try and cut down the space that them boys are afforded, and we'll have to do that and try and nullify some of their influence on the game, to be able to shout.
For lads like us watching and lads who'll never see Croke Park on the hurling field anyway, Andy, what's it like getting ready to walk out of the dressing room, walking around the RTM boys band, standing for the national anthem, waiting for that ball to be thrown in?
Yeah, I suppose that the whole start of the game, you're just, there's butterflies in your stomach and you just really want to get your hand on the ball. And once the ball is thrown in, the game is on and everything, all the sideshows are over and done with. It's about getting your hands on the ball and trying to inevitably do the right thing with the ball.
And you'll be relaxed going in, will you? Where do you gather in Dublin and then get the bus into town?
Yeah, we'll do what we did is in the semi-final. We'll go to Johnstown House for a light puck round, and we'll meet around the Regency and get the cavalcade in from there, I suppose, the Garda escort in from there, and we'll just keep it the routine as similar as possible, because that's what it's all about. Look, it's at the end of the day, it's just a game of hurling, and we'll try and come out on the right side of it.
Shane Raftery's tweeted at Paul Collins tipped to say, "Boys, hola from Spain. Best of luck to the Crockwell boys today. Shane will be watching in Spain this afternoon. Tell Dalo he should run in the next election. If he's planning on giving us a bank holiday after the Hurling All-Ireland, he has my number one," says Dennis. And a message for you, Aidan. I'm not sure really if it's one to be read out on Today FM's Championship Sunday, but lads, will you tell Aidan to pick up a box of Panadol after the show for me with a banging head here in City West? Now, there's no name attached to that message, Aidan. Probably just as well, so we'll move on on quickly
that
to say...
That could be the brother.
Is it the brother? Ah, good. Glad you clarified that. Jimmy and his dad, Paddy, had dinner at 8 o'clock this morning to get a good run at the day. The best of luck to Tip Miners and Galway, says another one of our texters. And hope Kilkenny enjoy today. It'll be their last All-Ireland for a decade. A lot of young, hungry teams are bursting to come through, including Galway today, says another one of our texters. There used to be an expression, Tony, when you were going out to the ballrooms years ago, there was no show like a Joe show. And then it became the Joe Canning show. But we're not expecting it to be all the Joe show today, because the forwards unit has really got really harmonious in the last couple of weeks and couple of seasons. And what about Joe's influence today, though, in helping that forwards unit really click today?
Well, I suppose Joe wins a lot of primary possession, and I suppose if he brings the lads in around him more, like, they're well capable of taking scores. Like, you see the we're only talking about earlier on, the ball that he gave to Shane Maloney, like, you know, it's just an absolutely perfect ball for a forward. And I suppose, you know, he's probably still one of the top forwards as well in the game, Joe Canning, like, you know, and you just can't keep an eye on him. Like, you know, if you put Joe Canning full forward, you're looking at two lads trying to be marking him, and these other lads then are around him are coming in and they're doing the damage. Likewise above, like, you know, an awful lot of influence is put on TJ and Richie Hogan. Like, if you turn around and these boys haven't a great game, I know they always do, but you just have to be keeping an eye on the other lads that's there as well. But like Joe Canning, like, you know, people would say he might get an old goal. He could get 3 points in play. He could get 6 or 7 from frees. And some people are above him the stand saying, why wasn't he taken off? You know what I mean? He ends up having 1-10 or 1-11, like, you know, but like he's a top player and he needs to be watched today or today.
Now, we've seen Conor Whelan from Kinvara, Anthony, thrown in at the deep end. It probably takes guts to play an 18-year-old, or madness, or one of the two, or a combination of the two. How do you feel Anthony has set this team up? I mean, you've got Irletanian, you know, barnstorming. Where do you play him today? Cyril Donlan is a man who really is another player on his day who could cause big problems today. Are you of the view that Galway are set up correctly today?
Well, we don't know what they'll set up yet, Paul, but I think...
Personnel-wise?
Yeah, well, personnel-wise, I'd say it's as announced. You know, I'd be very surprised if there's a change at a late stage in an Ireland final. But I think the big thing, if you have any chance against Kilkenny, is to know your own strengths. You know, we listened to Brian there earlier, and we listened to Kieran Joyson. Know your own strengths. Know where your strengths and weaknesses are. And
on the plus side for Galway today, what are they?
Oh, the forwards. Like, I mean, they really have a flexible forward line. And if there's uncertainties in the Kilkenny full back line with the lads they're missing from last year, I mean, they have the type of guy to exploit that. And I think good early ball in there will cause trouble. And I think that's what he'll be targeting.
Joe, 447, 7 goals in 8 championship matches against Kilkenny. Cathal Mannion, 320 in 6 games. You'd love those stats yourself, Aidan. What kind of ball do you expect to go into the forwards today for Galway?
Yeah, I think they'd be probably trying to keep it on the ground more so than anything else, and maybe try to do it with the runners, you know, maybe target Johnny Glynn maybe for a puck out, and he's going to split the centre and maybe throw it out. But they'd be trying to obviously get Cathal Mannion into it. Jason Flynn, low ball, they'd be sweeping out around the half forward line. There'll be constant movement, I'd imagine, trying to keep the Kilkenny backs thinking on
into the love.
Into the law of, yeah, absolutely. The only place for it. But there's going to be, for Galway forwards, it's all about movement, I feel. Mm. And then you have your ball winners in Joe Cannon, you have Johnny Glynn, and like it's probably the lesser players. Like in All Ireland final day, you're always talking about your Richie Hogan's, your Joe Canning's, and things like that. But today it could be a Conor Whelan or a Ger Aylward, you know, or something like that stepping up to the mark. Someone, and they can kind of prepare under no scrutiny at all. You know, all the talk is about the big players, and these lads
pressure's
off them. Yeah, exactly, and they can come out of nowhere.
Tony, the minor final today, Galway have a chance of doing the double. But they play Tipperary in the curtain raiser this afternoon at 1:15. What kind of a minor team do Galway have this year?
Yeah, I've seen a good few training sessions, and I suppose the one thing I can take from this minor team is they're spine down the middle. They've the young Fitzpatrick fella there, he's going to be an upcoming fullback for Galway. There's an O'Brien fella, centre back, he's good and strong, and he makes good runs down the middle. You have two good midfielders in Grealish and Kine. You have a young Monaghan fella there, good pedigree from my own club and out in Climberdaly, the father. Like, he runs at defences, like, you know. And like young Nyland from Clarendon Bridge, like, you know, he's just a top class forward. They're always buzzing around. And I suppose when you have a spine like that, that's what you always think of, the spine down the middle. But these Tipperary lads, I suppose, double Dublin, I thought Dublin had a great minor team when they
so played. Did Anthony Daly here a few weeks ago, yeah.
You know, but I just thought they took Dublin, maybe I'm wrong in saying what I'm saying, like, but this is my prediction, they took so much out of the ball, they ran at the Tipperary lads, and then they lost the ball, and it's turned over like a shot, like, you know, this is the thing about these sweeper systems and all, and the systems that people set up, like, if it doesn't work for you in the day, you don't know where to go. It's so bloody hard. It's the
natural ability.
You have to be. And when you go outside that white line, like, you know, the ball is thrown in, you're on your own, you can't hear, there's 82,000 people out there, and you just have to hope for the best, and that's basically what it is, like, you know. But
from your point of view, yeah. Anthony, today, how do you see the minor going?
I find it very hard to call, Paul. You know, I've been involved with the Limerick Minors this year. We played both of these teams in the course of the year, Munster final and the Ireland quarter final, a goal and 4 points beaten by both of them. So very little between them. I like Galway, again, a bit like their seniors, very unusual for a Galway minor team to have three top class games played going in. And as Tony said, young Nyland, I think, is an exceptional forward. And you never know, a tip of a lot going on with the football. And you know, it just might be, I think, Galway's year for that.
Okay, well, we're moving to neck on the block time. It's who, why, and by how many? Aidan Fogarty, presumably Kilkenny, by how many and why?
Yeah. I just think Kilkenny by about 3 or 4 in the end. I just believe they just do All Ireland. This is what they do. The backroom team, Brian Cody, they're always trying to peak for All Ireland Day, and they just get it right. They're going to bring an intensity that's going to be absolutely massive. I don't think Galway will actually match it. The likes of Richie Hogan, he might stop him. TJ Reid is going to stop to the mark. Too many big name players. Michael Fennelly, Owen Larkin heard it here a couple of years ago. I just couldn't see him being bet, and I'd say Kilkenny by 3 or 4.
Tony Keady.
Yeah, I think what Galway are bringing to the table this year, the intensity and the hard hitting that they're doing, which they're doing against Tipperary.
Will that get them over the line?
I think it will be maybe.
By how many?
I will go with Aidan as well. 3 or 4 points as well. And Dale was here as well now, and I just said, if he goes for that job, I'll drive him around so I know who he's going to.
He was clicking me in Clare and then down to Cork, is it? No bother.
Come here, Anthony, you're the man in the middle. The last word to you and the 2015 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final. Who and by how many?
Well, I love what Galway are bringing, and Tony is trying to get me to. I love what they're bringing. I think they have a chance, a real chance. But at the end of the day, if you're pushed to tip a winner, I think we'll see another Ballyhale Shamrock man going up for the Liam today. I just think they do the finals, as Tag said there, and that's the thing. They'll turn up for sure. If Galway play their best, they can win.
Okay.
And I'd love to see it going west of the Shannon again, unashamedly.
He can drive himself now.
And we'll go up and give him a hand in Clare to celebrate after the 27 years.
Tony's bringing out the horn here now.
It's been an absolute pleasure having Tony Keady, Anthony Daly and Aidan Fogarty in here today. Tony's off to put on the frying pan. It's been a pleasure having you listening to us today and texting us from around the world. If you're heading to the match, if you're lucky enough, enjoy the games.
100 to 102, Today FM, Championship Sunday with Sky Sports. Watch all 7 Sky Sports channels anywhere you like on Sky Go.